All right, welcome back. What is it? It's 8 o'clock here. We got 4 plus 3 hours, 3 p.m. today, the NBA deadline to see if anything's going to happen with Anthony Davis and the Celtics and the Lakers and the Knicks and Mike Conley and Marc Gasol and anybody else you want to throw in there that could be a trade bait today.
Anyone that anyone wants from the Heat.
We call that just a big splash. Them. Well, listen, that's the problem.
Andy Ellisberg's phones are open, folks.
All those guys I just mentioned have nothing in common with anybody on the Miami Heat organization.
Correct.
Anybody.
Correct.
On that team. Tyler Johnson, Wayne Ellington, going to Phoenix for Ryan Anderson. And that was all about cap money to get underneath the cap so they didn't have to pay luxury tax.
I'm telling you how happy I was yesterday sitting on Twitter watching all this stuff happen, the rumors, anything happening, and then Woj out of nowhere. Tyler Johnson will be traded to Phoenix. And I went, wow.
They didn't even mention Wayne Ellington.
Nope.
It was the weirdest thing. You had to like, oh, and by the way, the guy they threw in, been sitting at the end of the bench, used to be a good three-point shooter, Wayne Ellington.
Yep.
And by the way, he'll probably be released.
He will
and
be.
End up on.
They're working on a buyout or whatever it is. I know that Woj also wrote that about his, I think, Mark Bartlestein, maybe is his agent. They're working on a buyout so we can go to a playoff contender. But the Ryan Anderson thing to me, they didn't even mention that for a while, what Tyler was being traded for. And then I had to look at it because I was confused. I know Tyler's got the year left or the 2 years left on that deal, and it's big money. I know there's a trade kicker in there also. I got $1.5 million, whatever it is, 15%, whatever the trade kicker was, to make his salary, if being traded, $21 million. So I was like, wow, well, what are you getting back? Ryan Anderson, is this an expiring contract? No, he's got one more year. But I didn't read. After you see it, you see a little bit of fine print underneath that only $15 million.
Right.
Of the $20 million is guaranteed. So what it really was a $6 or $7 million salary dump for the Heat. And you had to look twice at it because Mickey, then the story is Mickey's it's the luxury
not,
tax.
Mickey's not big on paying those taxes.
No, especially. Never was. That's Mike
never
Miller.
Was. No, and especially not with this team going right now, even after the win, beating Portland and still got a lot of games left here on the West Coast.
Joe, if he wasn't going to pay the salary tax for Mike when the big three were here, you think he's going to pay it for a team at the 7 or 8 seed or maybe just out of the playoffs? Like, come on.
No shot.
No shot.
No, none at all. So we'll see if there's some action today and more things happen.
Anthony Davis get moved today, you think?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I keep going Lakers, back and forth.
It's the Lakers, right? It's not going to be anyone else if he gets moved today.
Well, Celtics got a lot to offer.
Get rid of Tatum
now? Anthony Davis made it clear, and his father, he doesn't want to go to Boston.
Okay.
But if you're looking at draft picks and you're looking at young, talented guys, I think Boston is number one. And you take a chance and you do what everybody's doing now. The new hot thing is, even if he doesn't want to come, we'll take a chance. He'll fall in love. If we have success, let's bring him in.
Funny text just came in. What is NBA trading deadlines before the All-Star game? If Anthony Davis is traded, how awkward would that be wearing a Pelicans jersey to the game? Well, if he's traded, he won't be. But if he's not,
wear whatever.
Yeah, if he's not traded and he's kind of disgruntled, it is going to be weird seeing him in Pelicans gear when he's just not happy with them. He's still on the roster. Weird, right?
I don't know. This Anthony Davis thing's getting old.
It is.
This whole thing.
You're right.
We saw how it affected the Lakers. They were just god-awful the other day. Even with LeBron playing, they were terrible.
Losing still one of the best pictures.
42. And
LeBron
then,
on the bench.
All the problems, too. It's bad for everybody. Even the Celtics, it affects them. Everybody's wondering about who's going to be gone, right? Everybody. Mm. So,
yeah, it'll just be interesting to see what happens today before the trade deadline, because I think two other names you brought up, Memphis is just waiting for somebody to call with any kind of deal that matches up to get rid of Conley and Gasol.
And then these guys go, hey, I want to be traded, but not there. And not there. Like, Mike Conley, Utah Jazz want him. A lot of guys don't want to play in Utah. And he happens to be one of them, goes, I don't want to play there. He'd be a big old upgrade, and they got a good team, well coached, but
doesn't want to play there.
Not a place he wants to go. And by the way, that kind of leads me to Harrison Barnes getting traded to Sacramento.
Oof. Oof. I know we joke about it all the time. Oh, Sacramento will trade for you. Well, they did. Harrison Barnes is now a Sacramento King.
How do you think
he
felt when he goes, hey, you got traded, and during the game, and he goes, where? And he goes, Sacramento. I was like, oh, no. Nobody wants to go to Sacramento. Yeah. Like, Sacramento's got a really good team because they've hit on their last two drafts and those high picks.
Sure.
So they've got themselves a nice team, a little bit over 500 right now.
They're all in for the playoffs.
But I'm guessing if you're a veteran guy and you played for Golden State at one point.
Yeah, now, that's right.
Now you're going to Sacramento.
Yeah.
Going from the Bay Area to Sacramento.
Can't be happy about that.
That's not the jump that guys in the NBA are looking for.
No, he signed with Dallas, signed a big deal in Dallas, and figured he'd be there for a while. He signed a four-year, $95 million deal with Dallas.
Quietly still a good player.
He might double that in Sacramento, by the way. After this season, they might sign him to a max.
Oh, yeah, they're going to offer him a big deal. There's no doubt to keep him
there. That's what happens to go to a crappy team like that.
Somebody's got to get him, right? And
player option for 2019 of $25 million.
Ooh.
And an 8% trade kicker also, so add that into what he was just getting.
He can get a nice place up in Tahoe. I mean, you know, get
couple
yourself
nice places
couple hours up the road, a nice vacation place if he wants, or even go a couple hours the other way and go down, get his old pad back in the Bay Area.
There's got to be a nice neighborhood in Sacramento to live, right?
Sacramento's just a very small city or a big town.
He could own it then.
It's
just by, you know, a
very
development.
Spread out area with a lot of small agriculture towns around
okay.
it. Every way possible going into the mountains.
Does he want to live the quiet life? Does he want to go to Tahoe? What does he want to do? Where does he want to play?
We can't live in Tahoe. Is he going to chopper in every game?
No,
he got enough money. Why not?
No. Zach, you're missing. I said it was a couple hours away.
Yeah, so what?
And you get
$25 million. Buy a helicopter.
I'm guessing he won't want to do that one.
Well, he might buy a place anyway. He might not live there all the time.
Probably. But won't happen, I'm guessing. Hey, we've been all over the board here. I want to thank Manny for coming on, talking a little bit about what's going on with his team. And by the way, not done. Got a couple of scholarships left in there to keep this going. And that thing got transfer portal written all over it for a couple more guys that they might have their eyes on to bring them. But he's pumped up about having a competitive team and not waiting and ready to go against Florida, jumping right into your schedule.
That's right.
So, yeah, I want to see how it works out. Aren't you curious to see for the transfer portal guys? You know the young guys, most of them are going to have to develop. Like, there's nobody coming in at age 18 or 19, and you're going, wow, this is the best he's going to be. Matter of fact, for a lot of guys, it takes a while to develop. It doesn't just happen overnight. But the transfer portal guys, a lot of those guys got experience. Especially the grad transfer portal guys, you know, this is their last year eligibility.
Come in and play.
They've all played at a high level. They're coming in. They're counting on some of those guys. I'm dying to see how that group, because we really have never had this. We've had one or two,
but
not six or seven guys that are coming in, including Martell, your quarterback. How's he going to match up with the other guys? And then you look at Bubba Bolden, who a lot of people think might be the best of the whole group, a safety out of USC. You get Hill out of Virginia Tech. I mean, you get all these guys. You get a big defensive tackle out of UCLA. Thinks he was just in the wrong system a year ago. And all these guys, including guys I didn't mention from some small schools, it'll be fun to see because some have said, oh, yeah, he comes in and he starts right away.
He's right in there, yeah.
Anyway,
left tackle.
It makes it fun to know that you don't have to come in and play an 18 or 19-year-old that's going to be green and play against the Gators with no experience.
Yeah, it's a rough first game for both teams also.
That could be real tough. So, yeah, I don't think Manny's going to be done with it. He kind of downplayed it. I think this transfer portal thing, if they have success with it, and I think a lot of other schools are going to be watching and going, wow, this UM thing.
It worked.
With these disgruntled guys, these four and five-star players that didn't work out or had a blowout or what. Everybody's going to want to see how they play. See if they're legit four and five-star guys or did they leave because they just weren't very good. And so
that's the other side of the coin on this, right?
Of the six or seven guys, some of them have had some success. They've all played a lot in good programs, whatever one you're talking about, USC, UCLA, Virginia Tech. Go on this list of schools, but boy, he's Ohio State. He's brought him in from everywhere.
Big time schools.
So we'll see how it all plays out. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun spring football season, off season, and then right into it. And boy, you jump right into it with the Gators. And I don't know. I happen to be one who would love to see the Gators, the Canes, and Florida State. Of course, Florida State plays them both. Leave them alone. They already do it.
They got their own problems right now.
But I would love to see all the three big schools play each other every year.
Yeah.
I wish it was that way instead of trying to find other ones.
As a Gator guy, I do too. I wish the Canes were on the schedule.
And I know it's selfish because we have everybody's fan base down here. I just think it'd be good for business. A lot of them recruit the same guys and all play each other. I don't even care if it's a neutral site. I don't care if we play them all in Orlando. I really don't. I don't care if they're all playing Orlando.
Yeah, but it was fun down here a couple years back when the Gators came down here, and be good to go to the Swamp for a game, good to go to Doak for, you know, like, I just wish that it was all like that. I mean, I like the neutral site. It's fine, whatever it is. It's Orlando. It's great. It's halfway. Better drive for us anyway if we were going to go, but I don't know. Just put them back. I am a Gator guy, and I want them to be back on the schedule. I'd like every year. I know it's an SEC thing, and a lot of Gator fans will not, you know, agree with what I'm saying, but Miami and Florida State should be on the schedule.
I know. I know SEC football. Everybody knows it's a tough schedule. Yep. Saw their schedule a year ago, and they play a lot of tough teams.
Well, there's plenty.
SEC just chewed up the recruiting for the top players in the country. Boy, they...
Well, you got Alabama in there, and that helps everything. And then
Alabama and Georgia. Yeah. Georgia's another one you got to watch for that's been really, really good. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We got Nat Moore, speaking of Gators. Nat Moore, former Miami Dolphins wide receiver, going to join us here coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to Nat about everything. We have not checked in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22.
And a couple nasty ones for me in there.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there as we wait on the... seems like all the sports stuff, we're talking about everybody else instead of our own teams, which seem to be dead and flat right now. Well. There'll be plenty of time for all that stuff. But Tyler Johnson, Wayne Ellington out with the Miami Heat on their way to Phoenix for Ryan Anderson. Trade deadline for the NBA is today at 3 p.m. So seeing if this Anthony Davis story goes away or if it continues to stay at the top. And by the way, he is – one of the best 3, 4, 5 players, wherever you rank him, he's right there at the top having a great year. They're not letting him play right now because they don't want to get him injured here before the trade deadline. And, you know, everybody's all over the board on this story as far as, you know, he signed a big contract. You knew what you were getting into. He's saying, I'm sick of losing, not making it to the playoffs. I want to go to a better team. And I want to be part. It looks like he might have a little LeBron James crush and want to play with LeBron. and so we're waiting to see if it's the Celtics. Anthony Davis says I'd like to play for the Lakers or the Knicks, not the Celtics. Celtics have the most to offer with draft picks and tons of veteran and young players on that team.
I don't know if I'd go to the Celtics right now not knowing what's going on with Kyrie. And not having a guarantee from Kyrie because they're locked into Hayward and they do have the young guys. But if Kyrie leaves that team and they have what they have on paper right now without Kyrie, they're definitely not as good. Kyrie is a superstar on that team.
He is.
So if I'm Anthony Davis, I'm definitely – if Boston was in the running or in those final 4 or 5 teams that he mentioned at first, now it's down to like 2 or 3,
I think
I'd wait.
I think their thinking is – if we lose him and we had Anthony Davis with all our young guys around him,
we'd still be good.
We'd be pretty good.
But if you could go with Kyrie to the Knicks or go with someone else to another team or go play in L.A. and then Kyrie goes there also, I kind of wait to see what that was.
We do this every year with the New York Knicks. Like,
yes.
Every year we're saying the New York Knicks are going to get all the top free agents, and it hasn't happened.
Okay, you're right about that. But what they did do in the last week and a half when the Porzingis trade happened was they put themselves in the running to let one superstar bring another superstar with them. Like, KD, if you want to come play here, call up Kyrie, and you both can come here and get max money. Get Anthony Davis on board, and the two of you will do it. I don't know if I would necessarily do that, but they have enough. They have two max deals waiting now.
I just, you know, I understand Dwayne, Chris.
And a top 3 draft pick.
Dwayne, Chris, and LeBron were all the same draft class and all really close and played together. Very unique situation. But we haven't seen a lot of these guys follow each other around since. We just haven't.
Well, it's following LeBron, right? No one's followed LeBron since.
Well, really. LeBron, you're right.
Kyrie didn't want to play with him in Cleveland.
Paul George said no thank you and stayed in Oklahoma City. Probably the biggest surprise to everybody.
Kawhi had a chance. He said no.
Kawhi made it pretty clear that
he's not going to Lakers.
I want to go to L.A., but not with you, LeBron.
I'm going to play in the Staples Center, but just on the other night.
But there's another team talking about getting two guys, too.
They have two max slots also.
So you can't have all these big time. They're not enough franchise players to go around.
I agree.
For everybody to get two.
But, Joe, 40% of the league will be in free agency. Lots of guys are going to get overpaid this summer.
Well, that's just a given.
I know.
Plenty of money for the top players. Even the guys that are second-tier top players, Klay Thompson, those guys are all going to get paid max contracts. They're not going to take a little less. That's not the issue, the money. It's going to be where do they want to go play. Like Kevin Durant can leave and he can go anywhere. You guys are saying he's a piece of crap or whatever.
Yeah, he's, you know.
He's on your team. Nobody's saying a word about him.
Oh, he played for the Heat. I love him.
Except you like his 27, 28 points every night that he's going to get for you as one of the top big guys in the league. So it'll be fun to watch and see what happens, see who tries to make their team better today and who looks to dump some guys and everything else and free up the cap space for free agency in the offseason and who feels are good enough. To me, man, especially in the East, with the way everything is, 76ers feeling good, Milwaukee and Toronto feeling good, Boston probably has more talent, been the most underachieving team of the whole group so far.
Right.
That's going to be interesting to see how they play this thing out and how it ends up. It'll be fun. I didn't know the East was going to be this strong this year.
Well,
I,
you didn't think Milwaukee would be this good and have the best record in the
NBA.
That's a surprise. Not that they didn't have good players on the team. You know, the Greek Freak's one of the best, but there's no way you thought that they'd have the best record in the NBA at one point.
No, the rest of the
group.
That's
a shocker.
Nope. And Toronto's kept it. I know they got Kawhi Leonard, and they're kissing his rear end, too, and everything. He's already missed a ton. He says, I need to rest. They're going, stay home. I mean, they're like, let us know when you're ready to go. They're like, okay. So,
did you see the Forbes NBA franchise values yesterday that came out?
I saw the one. Saw the one New York one, and I
Knicks at number one at worth $4 billion. Lakers, 3.7. And the Heat in the top 10 at $1.7 billion.
You know what's amazing is to think that the New York Knicks, as bad as they've been.
still the most expensive franchise in the NBA.
They're more valuable than all but one team in the NFL.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yep. Yeah.
I think Cowboys are still number one overall.
Well, how about just
soccer
the top
teams
10?
And everything else?
How many loser teams are in this top 10? The Nets, the Bulls, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Mavs as of recently. These are all in the top 10.
The Knicks have that built-in fan base. Like, they're still going to sell out no matter how
Madison
bad they get.
Madison Square Garden.
Right.
Yes, correct. We talk about that all the time. Oh, got to see a game in MSG. Got to do this. My buddy's a season ticket holder. New York team stinks. He goes to every game.
They've been bad for how long? 15 years?
They
if
have
the Heat
been
were bad for that long.
Bad.
Crickets in the arena.
They made the playoffs once. Remember in the, I think during the Big Three or whatever it was, and the Heat played them in the playoffs.
Oh, they were like the best team in the East and we swept them?
That's right. But Knicks, Lakers, Warriors, that's 1, 2, 3. Bulls, Celtics, Nets, that's 4, 5, and 6. And then Rockets, Clippers, Mavs, Heat rounds up the top 10.
The Golden State's going to be moving into that. Not that I'm bringing out the Bay Area stuff again, but Golden State with that new
arena. Oh, you think
arena.
They're going to go over four. They're going to be the number one franchise.
They're in a large market, too. Of course, the Bay Area is a huge market with a lot of money, like all largely populated areas. But
by the way, weren't the Cavs in that top 10 when LeBron was there? See what happens when LeBron switches teams?
Well, you know the joke used to
be
down
here. The Heat's
the
only one that's kind of stayed in that little
top
10.
Yeah, but LeBron got a lot of credit when they were buying everything down here for those big buildings going up, those big condos going up around the arena.
That's right.
They might as well put LeBron's name on them because they were buying everything. The amount of money people pay for the playoff packages to watch the Big Three, I mean, it's the hottest ticket by far we have ever had in this town.
That's why they could charge $50 or $100 to park those games.
Not even close, man. That was some crazy, crazy stuff. Hey, we'll come back. We'll check in. Give me a little teaser on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022.
All right, this is a good one. It's pretty clear LeBron is an absolute cancer at this point. Look at the Lakers' dysfunction. Magic Johnson and the Lakers played themselves. They showed their cards, and the Pelicans aren't going to deal. I think the Pelicans will end up dealing. But they are really holding the Lakers hostage at this point. I think the last deal I read on paper is 4 1s, 4 2s, and 3 of those guys.
I think they've asked for everything except some of the wives of some of the players. Yep. It's crazy. It really is.
Anthony Davis.
And they got them bidding against themselves. Like, all right, you got to do better. Well, who are we bidding against? I mean, no, you got to come up. We want everything. Yeah, and then, of course, LeBron sitting back there, and it can't be good. Even LeBron came out and said this can't be good for the young guys.
No, it's not.
Especially when they think he's involved, like when they have those meetings.
LeBron's going to trade you. Come on, LeBron.
LeBron's in there going, I want Ball out of here. He's got to go. Yep. Right?
I don't mind that guy, but if he needs to be in the trade, put him in there. He's an up-and-coming player, but if he needs to go in the trade, I want Anthony Davis here.
I think LeBron is the only guy in professional sports that signs off on everything.
Yeah.
There's by far nobody else in sports that controls.
No. LeBron controls his team and controls his franchise when he goes there, except when he was here.
Including coaches, because I still think Walton is on the clock.
Dead man walking.
He is. I mean, that's a bad look. Your team loses by 42, right? They're still going to somehow blame him.
What is he looking for in a coach, though? Like, what qualities is he looking for?
One of his guys.
Yeah. Got to be my guy. Got
to
kiss
my
ass.
Does that have to be Maverick Carter? Like, who needs to coach
him? Maverick Carter would probably be a great coaching fit for that team.
I bet if they asked him to be the player coach, he would do it.
Oh, in a second. I think in a second he'd
do it. Let's go full Jackie Moon.
Yep. Jackie Moon.
It is crazy. He's been tough on coaches. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to. We'll check in on the old text machine.
Plenty of text coming in.
And then we got Nat Moore, former Miami Dolphins wide receiver, and Caleb Smith, Miami Marlins pitcher, going to join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Can you believe that? Spring training.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
56022, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll read more of your text after the break.
Radio.com.
WQAM presents the 2019 Coconut Grove Art Festival. If you're an art lover, foodie, music fan, don't miss over 400 global artists showcasing their talents along Biscayne Bay. Be a ton of cooking demonstrations and live music as well. The Coconut Grove Art Festival runs from February 16th through the 18th. Get tickets now at cgaf.com, at cgaf.com. The Coconut Grove Art Festival coming up February 16th through the 18th.
All right, we got former Miami Dolphin great wide receiver Nat Moore going to join us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to Nat, who was a big, big part of the Marx Brothers. He's got great stories, but he won't tell them.
Former owner of the Inferno. That's how I introduce him.
Former owner of the
Inferno.
Not
as anything Dolphin was.
Smoking hot club. Yep. Just
he knows where I'm going with my questions today.
Stuffed with beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffed with beautiful women. Yeah.
You can say it again.
I was there for his 30th birthday.
Oh, that must have
what
been
a crazy
heck of a
ass
show.
Night that was, man. What a crazy. How'd I get home? Not sure.
Let me read you some text 56022. Kendall, there's no Uber back then, so there is a question.
By the way,
about
Nat's
that.
Got a good story, too. He just not to put him on the spot, but he also got to go home on the Stephen Ross private plane after the Buffalo game. And Chris Greer was on there. Mike Tannenbaum was on there. There was a large group of guys. I would have loved to have been on that little 2.5 hour,
awkward
3 hour meeting going home after we got pounded. What else?
56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Here's the first one. Lakers are finding out what it is to when they made a deal with the devil, aka LeBron.
You know what you're getting into.
Yep.
Like this whole thing, you know what it comes with. And he's so good, and you think he's great for business, right? People find out you get LeBron, they buy everything. So he's good for business, great for sponsors, and the belief is he's good for other players who want to come play with you. Look like Anthony Davis, one of those guys, wants to play. But with that, he's high maintenance, man. I don't care what anybody says. His ass is high maintenance.
We have a text in, by the way, from the producer of the Dono and Frito show. who just walked into the building right now. Solana texted me earlier about the AD and the Celtics stuff. Celtics can't trade for Anthony Davis until the summer. There's a rule that forbids a team to have two players that are on designated rookie extensions. Kyrie's on one of them.
Oh.
So they can't. So there you go. There's our NBA analyst. And
good work before we make up stuff here on this morning show.
No, I'm glad he texted that in. Yeah, I was ready to give them like nine players, you know. Thank you, Alex. We appreciate that. The Knicks are so valuable because of the network contract and the TV network. Spells money, man. Yep, we know all about that. MSG Network and all that stuff up there.
Yankees and the Knicks, they got big, big contracts. That's
huge TV deals.
Yankees and Knicks are two of the most valuable, probably five products. I haven't seen the Forbes list, but Yankees always
right up
there.
No, they're up there too.
The Cowboys throwing three soccer teams, same three, Real Madrid, Barcelona, and Manchester United are the three teams. And then you throw in, usually the Knicks and the Yankees are right there.
Yep, all over the place there. The owner of the Seahawks is the most wealthy of all the owners. He's worth $22 billion. Yeah, we knew about that too, right? Paul Allen, is that who that is?
He just passed away.
So wasn't he the owner? He was worth $22 billion. Somebody
in the family. I don't think he has any kids. I think everything went to nephews and sister.
Oh, man.
I was reading that story.
I mean, God bless Paul Allen. I just wish that I was like a third cousin.
He owns two teams, right? Got Trailblazers, like you said, and the Seahawks.
Yep. Location, location, location. The land alone is worth billions. That's why we're talking about L.A. And by the way, that Rams franchise, whatever that thing is worth, it's going to be worth a little bit more, too, when that stadium and that whole thing gets put together, right?
They got to go get a fan base.
Yeah, I know that
they
got to
keep winning, get a fan base. I saw the ratings for the Super Bowl weren't very high for a team that represent L.A. area like the Rams. Not great.
No. Pelicans will not get a better offer than what the Lakers offered them yesterday. They'd be foolish not to take it. I don't think it'd be a good move for the Lakers though. Yeah, Lakers giving up a lot, but they are getting Anthony Davis. So I don't know. I mean, I guess you could look at that and say, well, eight draft picks, three or four players seems a little bit, you know, seesaw going one direction.
That's what's going to make today at 3 o'clock, see if something happens or not. It's going to be fun. Just the fact that you got one of your top players demanding a trade, wants out, and wants to go to L.A., although he threw a couple other teams in there to see if there's something. But there's two teams, whether it's now or in free agency. Anthony Davis, the best deals those teams can get would be Boston and L.A. They got the most offer.
Yep. And Boston, obviously, now that we know, can't make that trade really right now. So, no chance the Gators schedule UM every year. UM schedule is a joke compared to UF. Gators have FSU, LSU, Georgia locked in almost every year.
That's their argument.
What does Miami have? Nothing.
We know that. Yep. We're aware of that. That's why we tried to say that. We get why Florida Gators don't want to jump on. Sure. I understand.
Yep.
I don't disagree.
No, I mean, it's a rough schedule.
In the SEC.
Even on a bad year in the scheduling, it's still a pretty tough schedule. Good luck building your program with transfers is the reason they didn't play at their last school. Looks like someone doesn't like the Canes texting that in.
We'll see how it works out. Yep. It's brand new, man, this many. But you can't get mad at him. This is the only thing to save the recruiting class.
Yep, you're right.
The fact that he went out and got some four-star guys or – mostly four-star guys, three-star guys, or a couple guys who are graduates from smaller schools, which they got to make an adjustment to playing against better competition. We'll see. I mean, you may be right. It may be they might all end up being average players, and everybody will go so much for that. Go get me the top three-star, four-star,
18-year-old kids,
five-star, 18-year-olds.
Yeah. Joe, did you say Anthony Davis's father chimed in on all this? These dads need a life. I don't even want Kyler Murray anymore after the fiasco on the Dan Patrick show. Let them grow up, man. It's kind of a weird, awkward interview.
The
Kyler Murray one's a lot different than Anthony Davis's dad chiming in.
The father stuff is starting to get old.
Yep.
I had a father that was behind the scenes and never got involved in my business, but was very supportive of everything, went to all my events, everything he could go to. But this new breed, like, I got to tell you who I'm really tired of, and it sounds like a broken record. I'm going to try not to bring it up. But LeVar Ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a number one dad, right?
Dad? I mean, he's ripping head coaches, took a shot at LeBron, took a shot at Anthony Davis, been a loser. I mean, took a shot at Steph Curry. His son and Steph Curry will never have anything in common as far as a player.
No, ever. Outside of them playing in the NBA, there's nothing else in common.
And I'm always amazed at this. When your dad's got a big mouth and says stuff that you know offend other people.
Don't you tell him to shut up.
In your business, like, I would just think, even your mother, like, hey, you got to stop. Like, it's making it real hard. Like, please don't do that. I got to work with these guys every day. Go work on on the other two brothers. Go find them jobs in the NBA.
A couple of people chiming in on the whole Rock and me thing on Twitter. Horndog texting, I'm sorry, Rock, but that's a lame-ass excuse, bruh. My sister is an FSU alum. She buys me FSU football gear every Christmas as joke. The bleep never gets worn. I use them as dust rags. My wife wears them as a nightgown, so definitely no action in the bedroom when that bleep gets worn. Canes for life.
How can you make that comparison? The guy's nephew plays for Virginia. His sister went to school there? Like,
says my
really
sister's an FSU alum. Yeah.
Okay, but that's not a really fair comparison, is it?
This is, I'm just saying this to Eric, you guys are over the top. If you don't think you got a family member going to a school and you can't wear it, a family member and people from the school you went to are going to be upset. You guys are all getting way over the top. Everybody. Zach, if you feel that way, all of you are over the top.
Well, Zach led the charge on this whole thing.
I was third in line.
Know, but you didn't know about the nephew playing for Virginia.
No idea. Zero idea.
You didn't do any research before you sent out that tweet.
No.
Well, the results were strong.
No, you're right. He didn't.
You're right. The only research I did was follow the Canes football Twitter. So
it would have been a very random shirt for him to wear, though.
Yes. Even though it said,
so let me get this right. So my daughter goes to Florida. She asked me, hey, when you come up, you mind wearing this Florida shirt to the sporting event? So I don't mind. I don't care. My daughter, I'm friggin' spending money up there. Of course I'm going to do it. If it means that it's important to her, I'm not going to worry about what some fan thinks at your school or where you played.
Social media.
Rock is ridiculous.
Just social media. That's
just way over the top. Has nothing to do with loyalty. Rock has made it clear for years and given a lot more money than anybody else to that school, he and his ex-wife. Like, it's ridiculous. It really is. Like, you guys got to find something better than go after Rock after yesterday. School, you, everybody. You got to get something better.
Sure.
Find something new.
Okay. You got it.
You're crushing him.
I'm not crushing him. It's like ridiculous.
Me? Oh, I could care less with Joe. Joe has no idea what social media is.
Well, I know when somebody says
something. Let me explain
something
to Joe and Joe doesn't realize it. Put on a Gator shirt, take a picture, and then put it on social media and see what happens.
No, Zach,
see you on social
media. You're in the wrong here. You are
Why?
In the wrong because you didn't do any research on the picture and you just commented on it. So you are in the wrong on this
I
one.
Made a comment on a
way,
picture.
Joe,
Rock is salty,
you
dude.
Just say you were wrong, man.
I wasn't wrong. It
you
was a bad
wrong.
Look for him.
You were wrong.
No.
It's not a bad look.
Not,
Joe,
after, the,
go to
not
Miami
after the Canes football
so
Twitter
the
writes the same thing.
So the Canes fans are going to get upset at
you
Rock.
You should see the comments.
Well, they're
well,
all weak
me.
Sisters.
I'm just saying.
You're one of them.
Okay, great.
Didn't the Rock pay for their locker room?
Yeah.
I think he did.
Just faced all over the locker room.
Yeah.
But they all forgot about that for guys, you know, put your money where your mouth is. And
maybe he's close to his nephew.
Probably is.
He wants to
I'm
support
sure
him.
He is.
I'm guessing his nephew couldn't play.
Couldn't play
at
where?
Miami if he's playing for Virginia.
But is he a football player? I don't even know.
I don't even know.
He could be a hockey player. Zach didn't do any research.
You're right. I didn't need to do research. I follow the official Canes Twitter.
Okay.
That's what I did.
That's good. You just follow them. That's good.
That's it. Yeah, I want you to take a picture going up to Gainesville, the Gator shirt on, put on social media, and see the comments. And
I will do it the next couple weeks when I go up
That's
there.
That's it.
What? I didn't even go there to school.
Has
but who's
going to
rip Joe? Like, what's his affiliation in Miami, besides the fact he lives here?
Oh, it has nothing to do with that. It just has
but
to do with social media.
But why would he be ripped? I don't understand. He went to Cal.
Listen, it'll be. Cal, how about this? It'll be an experiment. And we'll see what happens on social media. And then you'll see the real life of
social
media.
So everybody lives down here got to be like Canes all in.
I guess
even
so.
Even if you didn't go to school there, like, it doesn't matter?
I guess so. Social media. Because
I wear South Florida gear all the time. I didn't go
I don't
to
make the
Miami.
Rules on social media, guys. Sorry about that. I wish I did.
So you just followed them and jumped aboard with all the rest of them? Like dogpiled, sort of.
Yes. I just said, wow,
not a good
look.
I think if you would have done some research, you probably wouldn't have made that tweet, is my guess.
No, I probably still would have. Because I didn't expect Rock to be so salty, so sensitive about it.
Well, because
he put you in your place.
He told me to go bleep myself.
Yeah, he said, know your role and shut your mouth.
Yeah. No, he didn't say that.
That's what he used to say.
Yeah.
He used before to he started that. Making those movies.
Yeah. How, you like his movies, right?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. That man, he's making a lot of money. Look at the end of the day, he's laughing at everybody.
Splib's got my back. LA. Don't worry about The Rock. I got your back. I'll slap the hell out of him. Okay. He won't come to my head.
All right, tough guy.
Well, I'm not slapping him. So
Splib Splib's may want to read up on The Rock's backstory since everyone's so into doing research around here. The Rock doesn't exactly come from where he's at right now.
Yeah, so everybody's going to beat The Rock
has a tough, backstory. So everyone wants to be all tough guy with The Rock, but The Rock has a really interesting story growing up. It's
I got
not
news
like
for you, man. Rock's been really
rich.
Good for the U, by the way.
I know he has.
Oh, just been really good. Well, besides being a backup lineman on some really good football teams and playing some.
Just a bad look. That's all I wrote.
All right, listen, we got 9 o'clock hour coming. You just can't admit you might be wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I hope he shows up here and beats your ass in the parking
I do, too.
Lot.
I wish
I'm
going to
be honest. I hope he does. Because I want to pay off my mortgage and I want to do all that.
That's
he
it.
Punches me in the
Another
face.
Another guy sues everybody Woo. Here in town.
Yeah, I'm sure if he punched either one of you guys, neither one of you would do that, right?
If he beats your ass, I will sign a legal document saying you tripped and fell.
Hey, you guys, Nat Moore, another Gator is coming up.
I saw him trip in the parking lot, didn't you, Joe?
No, I didn't see anything because I haven't seen him.
See, even better.
The good part is I'm glad that you both have my back. I'm glad the loyalty's there also. I'll make sure to have that.
I just want you to find different things to do at night besides going around following Rock and Twitter.
I told you, I don't follow
all
Rock.
This stuff.
I'm on Twitter all day.
Get involved.
Anyone under
and you're
six
so
feet.
Excited. You were so excited.
I'll tell you what.
You were so excited
hey,
you
tough
got involved.
Guy, why don't you rip Canes football for tweeting out what they tweeted out? No, you didn't.
I think it was weak.
Now you're doing it. Yeah, tough guy.
Oh, you're a real tough guy on the show.
You're a tough guy.
You've been super tough.
You're a tough guy. Let's rip Zach. Let's not rip Canes football for writing the first comment on
Why don't you two fight?
Hey, Jesus.
Hey, we got to go to break here. We're running super
By the
late.
Way, anyone under 6 feet, I got your back, but no go on The Rock.
No.
I'm not jumping in.
I'm not fighting The Rock. I'm going to let him hit me. There's going to be two hits. Him hitting me hitting the floor.
Hey, right now,
my lawyer.
I got hit by a car in the parking lot? That sucks.
I got to get going on
Perfect.
This spot.
I like the text coming in.